The Pakistan Army launched an airstrike today, killing up to 25 people and 30 militants living in a camp close to the Afghan border. Susie Hodges reports.
The army carried out the attack in South Waziristan based on intelligence information that suspected Al-Qaeda militants were hiding out in the area. According to a military spokesman, there was a precision airstrike on a cluster of five mud-walled compounds, of which three were completely destroyed. He also said fighters loyal to a pro-Taliban militant leader were housed and trained at the compounds, and intelligence information showed most of the militants had been killed. The attack came hours after US Defense Secretary Robert Gates arrived in Kabul for talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. The director of the Institute of Policy Studies, Khalid Khadman, says Pakistan wants to show they are playing their part in tackling terrorism.
I think it is a kind of response that government of Pakistan wants to give the world that they are very much involved in war on terror and they are playing their role.
It's not the first time the army has launched a campaign to clear Al-Qaeda fugitives and other foreigners from the lawless border areas. But it encountered such stiff resistance from local tribesmen in the past that it signed peace deals with them.